V180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
You have been trapped by what you said. Proverbs 6:2. Stormia Martin says, early in my walk with the Lord, I spoke many negatives. I'm a failure. I'm ugly. Nothing ever goes right. Nobody cares about me. Then the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. I have been speaking words of death, not life. One clear example had to do with my speech problems. I'd had them since childhood and I was teased about them all through school. When I was old enough to afford professional help, I worked with a speech therapist. I practiced day after day, year after year, to gain little improvement. I still lost my voice halfway through each speaking engagement. I'll never be able to speak right, I cried. But as I spoke those words, the Lord said, you're bringing death to your situation because you're not speaking the truth. Do not speak what you think or what seems to be the truth. Speak what you know to be the truth of my word. The stammering tongue will be fluent and clear. Isaiah 32:4. I have put my words in your mouth. Isaiah 51:16. Soon after, when I was asked to speak at a women's meeting, I took my fears to God and spoke His truth instead of voicing my own negative opinions. My talk went so well that an entire speaking ministry opened up. The Bible says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. Proverbs 6:2. That includes your self-talk. Wipe out words of hopelessness, doubt, and negativity from your vocabulary. They may seem harmless, but they affect your body and soul. Speak words that reflect the wholeness you desire.
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.